Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I'm in love with movies. This is Doug Would Marry Movies If He Could, coming to you from a hotel room in the state of Denver on Monday, May 13th, 2 Oceans 13. Yesterday I did my first annual Mother's Day 420 matinee at Comedy Works in the city of Colorado. Yeah, you heard right. It was so much fun. I want to come back and do it every year, if the nice folks at Comedy Works will let me. Have to have that conversation with them. There weren't a lot of name tags in the crowd, but boy, they sure did make up for it with insane enthusiasm, and we ended up with perhaps the greatest audience contestant of all time. The less-than-perfect audio from that show lasts about 20 minutes, so I won't rattle off a lot of plugs before getting to it. I'll just say that I'm at the FET Ballroom in Providence this Saturday, May 18th, and that all of my dates are listed at DouglasMovies.com. Now take a big bong rip, or just sit there and enjoy this madness from the state of Denver. Yeah.
All right, Denver, Mother's Day.
Yeah!
Yeah! T.J. Miller's mother, yeah! Classic lines for movies, but as Bane. Bane says a classic line for movies, and the other guy has to name what the movie is.
I said we're going to take a bigger boat.
And that's definitely Orca.
Frankly, Scott, I don't give a damn.
That's,
this guy is going to go with the wind, you fucking jackpot. What are you fucking doing? I know you're trying to give a joke answer, and you had nothing. You can say any other movie, but go with the wind, and it probably would have been funny.
Like
if you
had
just gone Demolition Man, that would have been funny.
I was trying to
give
a Juliet Lewis, Giovanni Ribisi movie, but there were special needs people that fall in love.
Look at that, Smug Life, double CD, in the rap section.
This gift is the best one.
A plate of boogies. The hotel brought me a plate of cookies. I was like, who do you think I am, Santa?
Where's the carrot for Rudolph?
Freeze t-shirt.
That's starred in the vine that I made called Quick Impression Denzel Washington.
Remember in Flight?
There's a scene where he's just sitting on top of the minibar. It's like 30 seconds. It's like forever. I'll have a close-up of it. Well, what's the Alki gonna do? And then his hand just comes in and grabs it. Like King Kong grabbing a biplane. Was that racist?
Well, I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Grandma's Pulp Strike Dance.
Pulp Strike Dance Party!
Yeah! What kind of name tags do we have here tonight?
We have name tags.
Your name tags.
Where are they at?
Ooh, a lot of stoners are getting name tags.
He's got a complicated sign over there. What does that say?
Hi, my name is Jerry. I got high at 8 grams gluten-free cookies.
Hashtag, it's the thought that counts.
Actually, oh, Grant, now read it as Bane. Bills.
This guy wants to use his credit card as a name tag.
Yeah, let me run that shit. See if you fucking qualify.
Well, I'm kind of impressed that we packed the place with people who are indifferent to the this aspect of the show.
No!
No, I know some of you made name tags, but I'm just saying that, like, the last time we were here, there were a lot more.
Yeah.
But people here are just like, I don't need to win a bag full of crap. He's just like, I'm going to wear the baggiest shorts I own and give those guys a nut festival. Focus.
I love Planet of the Apes.
Take a name tag. Get that Planet of the Apes thing up here, dude.
Come on up here, dude.
Come on. I'll call stage, man.
Get your friends to Paul Drop for you. Yeah,
let's show all the next one. Hey. 16% nice. Where did you get this?
Collected edition.
That's awesome.
Oh, here, let him talk
about it. Original movies.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well.
No, I think Graham would like you to leave.
Leave the. That's awesome, dude.
And your name is Six Finger Tim?
Six Finger
Tim.
Oh, shit!
What the hell? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
first you're going to get the six pack. And he's just poking the eyes. And said,
I didn't see that sixth one coming. I thought I was in the clear and then doink.
Rebecca, you did an amazing name tag, but you only got 10 fingers.
Six fingers and
yeah!
Daily double.
Daily double.
Let's start guessing in. I mean, you do know how to play the game, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. He knows how to play.
He can count this on one hand.
This isn't. This.
I hope the movie you pick has 12 names so you can know. I can name it in 12 names.
Fingers on each hand. I call it more like four fingers and two thumbs on each hand. But it's impressive. Oh, let's get you gonna get a picture of it?
Yeah,
see the shit around. That's new level gang sign.
No way is this happening. I wish I'd smoked more weed before I took this nap. Because I'm having a fucked up dream. Okay, you get to pick a category, six finger. Which one would you like, SF? Would you like the Werner Herzog category, which is films that have a colon in them? My man, bass man Kurt, suggested Baby Got Back. That's movies where a missing baby gets returned. Stevens suggested The Men Who Stare at Floats. And it's movies that have a parade in them.
I'm going to work with Herzog.
Okay.
Yeah.
This movie has a colon in the title. 2 stars from Leonard. Listeners to the show might recognize some of these clues because this movie actually came up recently in a different category. Yes, that's a clue. Graham, of course, doesn't listen, so I don't blame him. We don't listen to each other's podcasts. We're too busy living, man. He says about Leonard says about this movie that it's elaborately produced and well directed, but it's just another connect the dots action thriller that has a colon in the title.
What year?
From 1995. And Leonard lists 12 names.
Hand on your shoulder and say, do you feel in control? Are you in normal five-finger control? Oh!
Is that your mother? How's she doing? Is she doing all right? It's probably very, very traumatic. So you've been 12 names?
I've been 11.
Produced and well directed, but it's just another connect the dots action thriller and it's got a colon in the title, and your four names are Afifi, which might be like a dog that was in the movie, Kurtwood Smith, who's a genuine grown man, Royce D. Applegate, and Nick Mancuso. So it's really going to come down to you just had a strong hunch.
His names are nothing. You just have a colon.
Yeah, just a movie with a colon in the title. So that implies it was a sequel. What do you think? Having one anyway.
Yeah. You won hands down.
Yeah.
The six fingers of fate have already been turned into
This guy's taking a lot of shirts. What's that? You got nothing?
Nothing.
All right. What if I told you that it starred Steven Seagal?
Oh.
And that it was a sequel to Under Siege. Then what would you say? It's still not easy. It's still not easy. It's still not easy. Don't say it, dude. Don't say it.
Under Siege 2, Electric Boogaloo? Yeah!
Shake my hand, let me feel it. Oh, that's weird. That's so weird. Oh. Thank you, Jim. Enjoy your prize bag. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for bringing your mother.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Jim's Mom.
Thank you all. We played that movie at two different, like a show just a few days ago. So that's fun. It came up in two different categories. What's that?
Colorado.
What's something about Colorado? Oh, I think, are you saying the movie was shot in Colorado?
Yes, sir.
I think it might have been. I think you're right, lady, that I want to shut up. You're a nice, smart lady. Now zip it. And as always, being mean to people on Mother's Day is a shame.
Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.